Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. The slightly better looking than me guy to my top, if you're watching the YouTube channel, is Amar Ghosh. He is the, I believe, one of the owners and founders of ZenMade. If you've been paying attention, you'd be like, holy crap, Mike hasn't had a vendor on in many, many moons. I'll be honest with you. Amar, I think, was one of my first, if not first podcast guests, like early podcast guests. And haven't been in this business for a while. You kind of hear the same names over and over. And I got sick of hearing people go, you know about ZenMade. I'm like, oh yeah, I had Amar on my podcast. Like, I'm a big deal. But I didn't talk to him like 5 years. So I literally just called the dude, wanted to catch up. We had some really good conversation. And I was like, forget it. We need to share this with Cleaning Nation. So, and it's cool because we both are in industry serving y'all. And Amar's company's done a lot of cool stuff over the last 5 years. We're kind of in a different place than we have been 5 years ago. So let's start with that. I always like entrepreneur stories. They don't always have to be owners of cleaning companies, right? So tell me your story of when and why did you start this thing? What's gone on? What have you learned that might bring some value to Cleaning Nation?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for having me on. We were just obviously talking about that right before we hit the record button, but that was kind of cool to come across our old interview from 5 years ago. So like you were saying, I'm looking forward to actually listening to that one again and seeing how much we both changed and grown over the years. So for those of you guys that don't,
it's a teaser to the end, by the way. We're gonna give you the link that we did 5 years ago, so you'll be able to. I'm sure Amar is gonna give some sort of cool offer if you want to jump in on ZenMade just for Cleaning Nation, but you'll be able to see the old podcast, the new podcast. But because I'm a terrible human being, we're going to save that link till the end of the show. So go ahead, Amar.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. All right. Cool. So for me, it's funny that you were saying of like, oh, you know, we have people on, they don't have to be a cleaning business owner. So what's funny is that I actually did run my own cleaning business, and that's how the company actually started. So if you backtrack to 2012, prior to that, you know, I was born, I grew up, all that stuff. But I'd always been a bit of I wouldn't say like a serial entrepreneur, but I was always looking for that side hustle, that side project. And so like, I think a lot of people in our industry, I like set up a little maid service. I think a lot of people that are probably listening probably set it up and started cleaning themselves. I was part of that new batch of kind of digital marketing entrepreneurs that entered the maid service industry, you know, what, 7-8 years ago. And so I started my
21. You started your cleaning service like 2014, somewhere in there.
2012, I think.
Dude, you're like 7-8 years ago. You're old. It's like 9 years ago, man.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh yeah. Okay. I always think about ZenMade. ZenMade is like 7 or 8 years old, but yeah, we did this maid service like 2 years prior to starting ZenMade. So yeah, so we essentially started our own maid service in Southern California.
You and your alternate personality. Who's this we keep hearing about?
Oh yeah. So I always say we as if it's like one team like throughout, but I had my friend Darren, who I started the maid service with back in Orange County. And then when I started ZenMade, I partnered with my friend Arun. So he hasn't been with the company since 2017. But what you were saying at the beginning was accurate, right? Is like I'm the CEO and co-founder, right? That I co-founded the company. So I say we kind of
the yeah. Same guys that started the maid service continued to start ZenMade?
No, actually. So there was some overlap there for a little bit, but we ended up going like our separate ways. So I was kind of the stability like there.
So when you started Orange County, and by the way, again, we'll have another spoiler, keep you guys. He's not in Orange County right now. I don't even think he's in North America. So we'll let as it unfolds, you kind of discover. By the way, if you're wondering, where is Mike? For God's sakes, I'm in my, we've got a condo in Scottsdale. There's a guy doing work. So I came down to the common area, and this is supposed to be for everybody, but so far it's empty. So I'm hoping I can kind of scream and talk like an idiot and won't offend my fellow neighbors here. So that's where I'm at. It's way less sexy than where Amar's at, but I'll let that story unfold. All right. So you started a maid service with two partners. Did you ever clean, or was it always like kind of you were always on the business as opposed to in it?
Yeah, we were always on the business that we hired contractors to come in and to fulfill the actual service. That's what I was saying, that we took a digital marketing approach, that we essentially were like, we can go out and find this business online, and then we will match that business with someone to go in and to do the cleaning. And so, yeah, that's what we were doing back in the day. I definitely cannot say that that's how I would do it if I started again, but that is the way that we chose to do it initially.
Cool. And then did you shut that down when you started ZenMade? Did they operate simultaneously for a while, or how'd that like transition happen?
So that transition happened over like only like maybe a 3-month period. I essentially left the business to my initial like business partner, because like you were saying, that I'm obviously not in Orange County. I'm in Orange County now. I moved out of Orange County to Northern California. I was about 400 miles away from where we were running the maid service, and my my co-founder wasn't comfortable with me doing that and being so far away, which is actually one of the things that like that inspired ZenMade. So essentially what happened was I kind of passed that off to him. We weren't making very much, so there wasn't really much of like of a money exchange or anything like that. And then my friend Arun approached me within like a month or two of me essentially transitioning out of the maid service. He approached me and was like, hey, I think that I can build like a software that does what you guys set up kind of behind the scenes to do all of yourselves. And I think that we can go out and help other maid services with this. And so he essentially offered to build the product after seeing some of the things that that me and my my initial friend were doing differently at our maid service. And we took it from there.
So my favorite thing is, I get, you know, I spend all my time helping, you know, we coach thousands of owners of cleaning companies, but we come at it from like straight on coaching service. So my perspective and kind of universe of knowledge is wildly different than Amar's. That's why we had such an interesting conversation about we serve the exact same people, like with completely different things. So his experience of what you guys want and need and all that is just wildly different. So as another guy, because again, you can't really have a software and just be like, don't talk to me, I don't know what it does, no context, just here it is. Like you have to integrate and give some context. Yeah. So what over your, again, we both had 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I think you started a year or two earlier than I, but we both really helped thousands of owners of cleaning companies. Mm. This is my favorite question to ask any guest I have, whether I own a cleaning company, not a cleaning company, a company, that anyone, what is the best value you can give Cleaning Nation based on, hey, I'm a guy that served thousands of owners. See, I'm sure you've seen real unsuccessful ones that struggle, and there's probably some themes in those guys and gals, and you've seen guys and gals that just crush it.
Yeah.
A, what's the best kind of feedback you can give for owners of cleaning companies? And B, what are the similar shared traits between unsuccessful and successful?
Yeah. It's a great question. I can see why you like asking it. So I think the biggest thing is like there's probably two things that really come down to it when it comes to being successful as a maid service owner, and that is being resourceful. That's just always finding a way to get the job done. And so almost everyone has had the experience where when they first started out their cleaning business, that at some point some key employee doesn't show up, and you have to go back out into the field, you have to do the work yourself, you have to come back that day, and then you have to get all of your office work done that you were planning on getting done that day but weren't planning on like on actually cleaning. And so having the resourcefulness, and just like every time that situation happens to anyone listening to this podcast and you get through that day, you essentially, like, there's a subset of entrepreneurs that would have quit that day. And so every time that you push through that, like, continuing to do that over 5 years is what is going to make you successful versus the person that quit 3 years in because another employee quit and all of that stuff, right? So I would say resourcefulness is like a really big one. And then the other one is, I'm sure you hear this from a lot of guests, Mike, is just systems and processes, right? That at its core, every business is just a series of systems and processes. And the people that I see that are the most successful, it's two things. A, they're more systems minded, right? They're more systems and process like minded. But the other thing, which I think a lot of people discount, is they also tend to have been doing it for longer, which means that they have more systems that are in place and more systems that are compounding. So for anyone that's listening to this, don't worry about having this fully systematized, you know, automatic business and that just happening overnight, because it's not going to happen overnight. It takes years and years and years to get all of these different things, whether that's scheduling with ZenMate, whether that's like a hiring process, so you always have a pipeline of cleaners coming in, whether it's marketing, so you always have like have leads coming in the door, picking up the phones and like and calling you and everything. It's all about systems. And so if you just focus on adding one little system to your business or just making your business systems better today than they were yesterday, eventually you will get there and you will succeed. I mean, of course, assuming a couple of other things come together and work for you, but it's not that complicated a business. It's hard, but it's simple.
So you said a couple things that are super exciting. All right, we've got some boys playing ping pong here. So just... Be cool, Cleaning Nation. All right. So you said something that was super important. Resourcefulness. Like you tell me, can you guys hear that, or is that loud or not loud?
You can hear it a bit, but I mean, I think we can still hear you pretty quickly or pretty clearly. So up to you.
Okay. All right. So what you said about being resourceful, I love, because we talk about resourcefulness, which is easy, but the definition you gave, I think, is excellent. And it's so funny. I don't think I shared this with you, but all of my employees quit. I took all the money I had and borrowed a bunch more and bought a cleaning service master franchise 20 years ago. Every employee had quit on the first day that I started, and I was in the field that night. So it's funny how you could say that is a universal thing. We've never talked about that. Maybe we have, but I don't know if that's what you're referring to. And you're absolutely right. What, 3 years from then, I sold it for triple what I bought it. We had from, you know, five employees or having to quit to zero and then up to like 30 when I sold it. But it really is like a muscle, that resourcefulness, right? I think a lot of times people think we're born with it. And there's this like, that guy's a good business owner, resourceful or not. It's not, it's a muscle, right? So, and same with the systems and processes. You said it perfectly. It's a mindset that wants that system and processes. So I'm going to kind of drill down with you. I'm like, how do you do that? How do you build systems? Yes, it's automation everybody talks about, but the mindset of wanting that, I think, is a really key deal. So assuming we've got a mindset, seeing the value of that, how do you implement that, right? How do you go from what feels like chaos, right? Because that's our job as entrepreneurs, yeah, to take chaos and turn it into order. How do you do that when you just feel like there's so much?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways that you can approach that. So there's some things to be said that you can essentially, so I mean, one of the first things that you can do is just starting by writing down all of the things that you're doing daily. Because particularly as the owner, that especially if you're small, if you're the solo like operator of the business, which a lot of maid service owners are going to be, then really when you're building in systems and processes, almost every system and process is going to directly impact your personal time within the business. So if you write down all of the things that you're personally still having to do, like sending an invoice to all of your clients or whatever like it might be, and you just begin writing that stuff down, you begin to see these different opportunities, or you begin to realize that like, oh, like, you know, I thought that invoicing was, you know, just something that took me 5 minutes at the end of the day, but it's taking me 30 minutes every day and I have to do it every single day. And you begin to see where those things are. So what they say is like the first things that you should like systematize, meaning outsource or automate, are things that you know that you shouldn't be doing, things that you hate doing, and things that you like don't have the time to do. And those are essentially the first three major points that you look at. If there's something that you hate doing, see if there's someone else in the business or someone that you can hire who can take that over. And the goal here is to build those systems and processes around you so that you, as the business owner, can show up at your best every single day, right? So like for me, it's great because I get to be on this podcast episode, and that's because I don't, like, you know, unlike when we spoke 5 years ago or whatever, I don't have to be on support anymore like for ZenMate. I am still on there, right? And anyone listening, if you go and you drop our team of support, you're just as likely to get a response from me as you are from one of our support team. But the point is that, like, I don't have to be there. And because I've built that system and that process, now I have the freedom to do things like this.
Yeah, there's a big difference between having to be somewhere and choosing to be somewhere. Like, I still, same thing. Like, when I, the clients that we coach, I choose to coach them. We get up to see, and we do have other coaches that help with things that are just better at time. But it is a big difference between, like, even if I had all the money in the world, I'd still be coaching for free, right? So,
yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go on a field trip. Let's go, guys. Just in case, I might take you outside just so you know how much I love you. It's like 90 degrees out there, but we're going to make this happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're in Arizona. That's I'm in Thailand and it is way too hot here. So that's brave of you. That's commitment right there to your audience to offer to go outside in Arizona heat to continue a podcast episode.
Well, I'm guessing we have the same temperature. We're like, because it's only like end of May, so it hasn't gotten like ridiculous hot yet. It's hot.
Yeah.
So it's, we probably have the same temperature, but my humidity like zero and yours is 4,000%. So my 90 degrees Fahrenheit feels not great, but yours is miserable if I remember right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only saving grace for me is it's like 6 a.m. or something here. So it's still like cool out, but once it gets to like 8 a.m, it just, like, once the sun comes out, man, it's bad here.
All right. So I'm in the party room. Just sit down here. All right, beautiful. As long as nobody comes in here. Actually, you know what? There's a nice comfy sofa over there. I'm gonna sit in the comfy room sofa, so we'll do that. Although I got to tell you, Amar, there's a TV on behind you. So there's a good chance if you see my eyes wandering, it's because, you know, there's something better on TV than whatever crap you're talking about.
Trust me, I understand. If there's one thing I miss from the U.S., it's there being like ESPN on like everywhere. So
literally, I think it's ESPN. If not, maybe back. It's either usually some news channel or ESPN. All right. Thanks for coming on in. All right. As long as no one comes in the party room, we'll be cool. If they do, I have to go outside into the heat, so we have high hopes. All right. Yes. Okay. So first of all, I love the systems and automation. I love kind of making a list, and that's literally in our coaching. What we do is, like, week one, we're talking about make a list of projected and actual things that you do. So you start with, here's what I want to do, and then you kind of end the day with, here's what I actually did. Kind of make some notes on the differences, and we have you break it down to three things: in, on, and out. Right. So out of the business is totally fine. As long as you're relaxing, not thinking about the business, not answering email, doing like that, you're out. In it would be a lot of stuff Amar talked about: cleaning, just anything you have to do over and over and over again. Like, you do it and you get paid only when you do it. But if you stop doing it, you stop getting paid. And then on it is systems and processes, which that's really where I think the intersection of what, how you serve owners of cleaning companies and how we serve comes together. Because we teach the owner how to be system minded and how to automate, but we don't offer tools. So how did you guys pick with the software? Because it's so funny. I feel like cleaning is such a tiny industry, but holy heck, if you go look for software, there's 39 and a half. Like, who would have known, right? So how did you guys pick or identify, like, this is what owners of cleaning companies want, or this is what we want? You know what I'm saying? There's 1,000 features you could have offered. What did you pick? Why did you pick? And why do you think that's important? Because again, the thing that you guys do needs to be done whether you buy software or not, right? So the point is, these are kind of key processes that you need to automate. Certainly software, a good piece of software like ZenMate can help that. But whether you're a ZenMate customer or not, you still have to get it done. You could go, screw that, I'm not buying your crap software. Okay, but you still have to do it. Processes need to happen. So talk us through what you picked, how owners need to make that happen in their life. And then obviously if they want the software, before we're done, we'll give the link and I think there's some sort of great deal, but let's talk more about why you guys chose what to automate and why that's important in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I love the way that you presented that, because how you described it was actually very much our kind of initial thinking. Is we took a look at what people had to do scheduling wise. And like you said, we sort of picked the things that you have to do one way or another, If you don't do it with ZenMate, then you have to do it with Google Calendar. If you don't do it with Google Calendar, then you have to do it with pen and paper. And so what that primarily is just scheduling, right? Is everyone has to know where they have to be and when, what the details of that cleaning are so they don't screw it up. And then they have to take that information and they have to communicate that to their teams so everyone is on the same page. And so with ZenMate, we started out by trying to build up.
Before you go, let me give one insight because I can already think of what a portion of Clean Nation is thinking, and I want to make sure they don't leave. So some of us are thinking, and this happens with money and happens with time. It certainly happens with automation. You know, there might be some guys or gals out there that are just starting, or they do all the cleaning themselves, or they just have a helper and like, oh, I don't really need that. The analogy I'll give is we get the same thing with money, right? When it's a PA, oh, I just have a little $3,000 or $4,000 a month account. I do all the cleaning myself. Like I don't really have, it makes one throttle. I don't have any expenses. Like,
yes, you do.
It just means
bad news,
right? If you're not aware of them, like, it doesn't mean they go away. So I guarantee you, and it's just when you don't have a foundation, and because again, we coach guys just starting, guys at very large revenue levels, whether it's money or the systems that Amar is talking about, you want to get them systematized now. So when you're like, oh, I can just do it, I just call the guys, I just do it. Trust me, I coach on the back end of that, where people come to me like, I'm working 100 hours a week. Everything's a mess. I feel like I've lost control of my business. And it's real hard to jam that genie back into the bottle. So if it's just you and you're like, I know exactly where to be and what to do and how to do it, and that's where I want to stay, this is a system and a process you don't need, frankly. If you're like, no, at some point, I'd like someone else to clean and I maybe even have multiple teams cleaning. Please, please, please don't wait until it's like chicken and the egg. I'm just going to tell you, the chicken's first. You're like, oh, I'll get, you know, same thing with money. I'll get better with money once I have money. No, you'll have money once you get better with money. I'll systematize and automate once I get bigger. No, you'll systematize and automate and then you'll get better. So again, you are allowed to opt out of this. If you're like, it's just me, it's always going to be me, maybe a helper. We do a couple houses a day. And even when it's a vacation, I just figure it all out and I'm happy with it. You can just take a break or go to the next podcast. For any of you that are like, I'm there now, but that's not where I want to be.
Yeah.
The coach that kind of helps implement this at the back end, do it now when it's small. And please don't. And I don't know. You tell me tomorrow when people come like, I've got 30 employees, you know, 15 teams, you know, 50 accounts a day, and we're on Google Calendar. I'd like to switch over. How does that feel?
Almost everyone that switches to ZenMate wishes that they had done it sooner. With that being said, I think that everyone listening to this is going to have their own systems that they need to focus on and that they need to give attention to. That's kind of like the next domino in the order. And so with anyone that's listening to this, like, you know, I don't want to like imply that, of course, like it's ZenMate or it's like your scheduling software, right? There's lots of other things that maybe you want to work on, and there's definitely like a timing to it. But what Mike is saying is very true, right? Is people that try to switch over at 20 or 30 cleaners are not going to have a good time moving over from Google Calendar or from anything like along like those lines.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.